Namaste everyone, this is Bhuvan from Kusmi Nepal. I'm here again with another really awesome learn and grow session. We simply share our knowledge with people just like you who wants to learn and grow. We share NLP tools and techniques with you, or other tools for self-improvement or management and productivity tools with you to help you effectively master and design your life. Design your life in a way that truly empowers your future. Now, if these sound awesome to you, simply hit that button. Just click that button down there right now. We'll then be able to regularly share similar amazing videos with you. Today, we're going to talk about NLP and anchoring. I'll gladly discuss some NLP concepts I learned as a NLP master practitioner and some concepts I learned from my colleagues and friends. So let's get started. Would it not be simply great if you could choose to feel whatever you wanted, whenever you actually wanted? What if you could really feel the right emotions depending on the situation? Happiness, excitement, or confidence. Any of these emotions on your fingertips at your disposal, at your workplace. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Or how about you simply have access to a state of playfulness, compassion, or love when you're with your truly loved ones at home? How about if you could be absolutely patient and caring and calm when you're with your child? If there was a technique to simply manufacture the right emotions at the right time, I too would want to know how. So stay tuned. I will actually share an effective NLP technique called anchoring with you. I'm really talking about a strategy that will let you create any emotions at will. You can use anchoring to actually feel confident when you walk into an important meeting. Or maybe you're on a romantic dinner with your spouse and you want to feel truly relaxed, but you can't seem to stop thinking about a stressful situation at work. This is where anchoring can be effectively useful. Anchoring can truly come in handy in these situations. You can actually anchor certain emotions depending on what you need in particular situations. You can anchor relaxed state so that you really enjoy your romantic dinner with your spouse. Now, you impatiently want to know how this actually works, how anchoring effectively works. Ivan Pavlov thankfully discovered anchoring. You may have actually heard of his dog experiment. It is also generally known as the Babylon's experiment. How does it really work? Everything in our brain is linked to something else. There are massively great number of connections in our brain. To really clarify this, maybe sight of dog could be linked to generation of fear in you. Or certain music may trigger motivation in you. As soon as you listen to that particular music, you actually feel your energy go up. And for some, it could be tea. You know, tea or green tea may be automatically linked to relaxation. So these kind of anchors are regularly and automatically created. These are truly unconscious creations. However, you can effectively create these consciously to empower yourself or manufacture a desired state by creating anchors in our brain. And when you consciously trigger these anchors at the right time, you promptly have access to these emotions that you actually want, that actually empower you. Now, how do you create anchors? There are multiple ways of creating anchors. When I learned NLP, we actually spent multiple days simply on anchoring. Anchoring can be massively effective in creating emotions that you truly want. The first technique I'll discuss today is music. And gladly, it is quite a simple technique to follow. Just think of a song that actually makes you feel empowered or that generates the emotions you want. Maybe there are a few songs that massively makes you feel motivated. Now, create a playlist of these songs and actually listen to them at the start of each day. Listen to them every single morning. You could suddenly do the same to create emotions of love. Create the playlist that generate that emotions and listen to them every single day. You can also create playful or confident state in the same way, right? And if you're going to conduct a training or teach small kids, or you're planning to go to an important meeting, this can come in super handy. Music is usually a very powerful and effective anchor. After listening to them repeatedly and constantly, they're actually anchored to our nervous system. This, however, requires you to have the right playlist at the right time. So this is not the most convenient of technique. Now, the next technique, this is a little bit more complex, but maybe slightly more effective as well. You actually need to visualize to generate the state you want and create a physical anchor to access this emotion. Now let's see how this works. You need to first find a way to get into the state that you truly want. Now let's simply assume that you have a workshop next week and you really want to feel confident, certain, and calm. Now you obviously want to create an anchor for that now in advance. Right? Only then can you effectively trigger it at the right time, and that is before the workshop. Now you can sit down quietly and peacefully. Right? Close your eyes and try and go back to a time in your life when you truly felt confident, certain, and calm. You actually have to go to that specific period in your memory or your past, and run that movie of that memory in your head, right? You're running a movie of your past event in your head, but pay attention to what you actually see and hear. Be as detailed as possible, right? Pay close attention to details. This should now clearly start to generate emotions and feelings in you. You'll actually start feeling the way you actually felt then. So in other words, you automatically start feeling confident. You start feeling certain and calm. Both your body and mind are massively into that state. When you feel that you're finally at the height of that state, you need to quickly trigger that anchor or fire that anchor. Now, an example of an anchor could be touching the thumb and your index finger, right? Or it could be maybe touching your earlobe. So you can decide what that anchor is. It should be done when you feel that your state is really at its peak. Then let go of that anchor. Now simply stand up, take a few steps, stretch a little, and maybe drink some water. Right? This is called breaking your state. Now come back and sit down again. Now close your eyes and go back to another time in your memory when you felt confident, certain, and calm. Now simply visualize and run that movie in your head like you did earlier. Pay attention to what you see and hear exactly like you did earlier again. Now this will promptly and effectively create emotions of confidence and calmness in you. Again, when you truly know that you're at the peak of these states or emotions, quickly fire that anchor again. You'll have to fire that exact anchor the same way as you did earlier. So if it was thumb and index finger earlier, it simply has to be the same again. Now again, simply get up, move around, stretch a little. This will break your state again. You need to actually repeat the anchoring process again 4 or 5 times. After each anchoring process, you really need to break your state by moving around and stretching. The more you repeat the anchoring process, the more this action is actually linked to that state in your brain. Now do this a few more times every day. Now just before your workshop, you simply have to fire that anchor and you'll effectively access that state you want. Or the states you want. States of confidence, certainty, and calmness. This is how you effectively set an anchor. Actually, this is how you set a physical anchor. So what emotions would you really like to try today? Actually, just pick one. It could be love, playfulness, or excitement, and have a go. Simply try and create an anchor. All you actually need is an instance from your past, some visualization, and a predefined anchor that you can fire at your time of need. Now, pay attention to what you really see and hear that will massively help you generate that empowering state. When you're in the peak state, fire your anchor, then break state. The more you actually repeat the process, the stronger your neurological connection becomes. Fire the anchor and feel the emotions. We've actually discussed 2 ways of anchoring. One is simply anchoring with the help of music, and the other really involves visualizing, setting physical anchors, and of course, there are definitely more ways of doing this. There are more ways of doing this than just two, right? And if you want to know more, learn more, you can actually join one of our NLP workshops. You can effectively learn a lot more of these amazing NLP tools in these workshops. These awesome tools can massively help you to transform your life. Now, if you want to learn more and use these NLP tools and integrate them into your lives or your profession, we have plenty of programs that we offer regularly. Write to us at info@coastmenepal.com to inquire more about the dates and the programs. So this is it, friends. We're at the end of the session. If you have any suggestions, drop us a line at info@coastmenepal.com. If you have feedback, do not hesitate to share them with us. We'll be coming back with more free sessions in the future, and some sessions that are not that free because, yeah, some of these sessions are awesome and need a lot of work from us. Please like, subscribe, and share our videos because we love you. We really do. And as you know, our goal is to reach and take these learnings to children and teachers in remote areas of Nepal who have no access to these kind of learnings, of course at no cost at all. And we're targeting to reach 2 million children by the end of 2024. So your support will go a long way. Right. So we also have a lot of other awesome programs coming in the next few months. And if you want to know the details of these programs, you can DM us or email us, or just keep following us on Facebook and YouTube. We'll be announcing all of these programs on all of these platforms as well. Now, until then, stay safe, love yourself, love the people around you, be kind to them, because kindness is the answer to everything, and stay positive, but not that way.